we decided it was important to include a year-long plan that kept testing in mind, because you do have to plan time to work in all the knowledge about testing and then figure out how you're going to use that knowledge in the good teaching that you're doing already. You have to take time to think about what really is a vocabulary that my kids need to know in order to be successful mathematicians and also do well on the testing. You need to think about, how can I make sure that my students have an understanding-based way of solving the problems that are going to show up on the test? You have to step back, do that at the beginning of the year, and make sure you've made time for that so that you don't feel like you have to do a flip and start doing things that are contrary to what you think is good teaching. And then the other thing, as a teacher who's preparing kids to take testing for the first time, they don't want to get into the testing stuff too early. A couple of weeks, a month before the testing, we start focusing in more on the specific kinds of things that are going to be on the test, but in such a way that kids are still talking to each other, learning from one another, even having a chance to review what we learned earlier in the context of being able to use that knowledge when they come to the actual test, and having a chance to get a sense of what it feels like to fill in a bubble, what it feels like to risk making a best guess even when you don't know for sure, and to say, gee, I can do this, you know, I've worked on this kind of thing with my classmates. I don't need to be stumped by it.